but it, you know, Johnny Cash, right?
I'm excited. I just opened up a crypto account. Unfortunately, it doesn't work with my corrupt bank, so I'm going to have to find another way. But I'm doing this because, you know, I was just telling Matt how my son has been doing really well with this cryptocurrency, but he left one of his crypto, you know, wallets, they call them, when he came back from South America, and he couldn't retrieve it. And it cost him about $80,000. And these are the ones that have been riding up and down that he's just sitting on. So I'm going to start doing it, but not for me, which will make it easy. I'll be like investing in the future of my grandchildren and my son's family. So I'm really excited to do that.
How many grandkids you got, Mike?
Six. Well, four natural and two that came along. I claimed them all. You know, they're my grandkids.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really exciting. A six pack. And I miss them. But, you know, I talk to him quite a bit. So the youngest one, Juan, is he's no longer complaining and whining and yelling and screaming. Well, he's like, he went through his terrible two, so he's about two and a half. And now when his dad's on the phone with me, he comes over, leans in, smiles, goes like this. He remembers me. It's nice. Awesome. And that's, you have to keep that bond going because all the other bonds in my family are just splintered, you know. Everybody's gone different ways and different tragedies, deaths, you know, life.
Yeah. But you still got your mom.
Yeah. So, well, I think she'll probably outlive me. I've got to take a trip in April to go see my oldest brother, who's been dealing with Alzheimer's for quite a while now. Oof. And he's there with his wife.
Where does he live?
He's in Colorado, but he can't tell me what city he lives in. Ooh. So it's getting worse. And he's asking for people to come and visit, and I need to. Because my brother and I mean, we grew up together. You live out in the country with six kids, you know, that's your friends, not just your family. Right. And then the animals. And, man, it was such a good life. You know, making your own jams. I didn't always like some of the stuff we grew, like onions. I'm picking them out, and my mom says, oh, you can't even taste them. And I'm like, why do you put them in? I can taste them. And more than just tasting them, if they aren't cooked till they're tender, then you get that hard little thing.
Do you know, still not like them?
No, I love them caramelized. I like scallions. I like leeks. But I do not like raw red, yellow, or white onions. Yuck. Once you cook them, man, I mean, oh. Give me some blood and mushrooms with that. Stir that up a little bit. Oh, can't believe I quit eating meat for a month.
Yeah, I've seen your food on Facebook there, putting up your meals.
Not anymore. Get back on Facebook.
Why do they keep booting you off?
No, I didn't get booted off. It's this stupid thing. They didn't do it for everybody, but it's kind of funny. They do it to a lot of people that post a lot of things about social issues and politics, and it's always people on the left, okay? You know, that pot-smoking hippies that know everything. And they do, okay? They've been around. This isn't their first ride, okay? And it's not my first ride anymore either. You know, after about three, four decades, you're like, well, we did this before. I think I'm ready, you know, to do it again, even though we shouldn't. You know, but when you ignore history, people, you're bound to repeat it. And that's what humans do. They go through this cycle of you know, life and liberty, and then it's gone.
And this whole, you know, this whole definition of liberty or freedom is what's getting me. I was impressed yesterday, actually, at the Capitol, because some of the Democrats in the Assembly came together to reintroduce their Economic Justice Bill of Rights. Francesca Hahn,
yeah, our own representative. Of course, here. Yeah. What did she call the Tavern League again? Oh, wait, we can't
say that on the air. But
I agreed with her.
And, you know, and bless her heart. I mean, she says what's on her mind. She speaks the way people, regular people speak.
Yes, and it didn't hurt her. She's saying what we all want to say.
And they act like
Trump.
It's just outrageous, you know. But that's how people speak. And she's been really on the forefront of this economic Justice Bill of Rights. Of course, it was FDR who talked about it.
And of course, her chief of staff, too, that they'd say she can't be chief of staff because there's only a staff of one.
I mean, how condescending is that? You know, Voss has, what, 15 staff people?
Well, that's, you know, part of that is the tryout for wifey number five, I think.
But, you know, I want to, shout out to Representative Francesca Hong and to Chief of Staff Nada, who's tremendous.
And they had a radio show, but you know what? They didn't have time. They really are dedicated to making Wisconsin better. That's pretty obvious.
I like the show that they had on.
Yeah.
I always listened to it. I thought it was great. And Representative Christina Shelton also was there introducing this Economic Justice Bill of Rights. Mark Pocan came back from Washington to be there with them. He said, it's nice to go back to my roots here in the assembly. And he was there supporting them. That was a nice gesture of support. Senator Melissa Agart, senator from this area, was there, and she's terrific. So, yeah, Angela Lang from Block was there. Rabbi Bonnie was there. You know, it was a great event. And I give him credit for, you know, raising the progressive flag again, saying that, you know, these are things we stand for and we're going to fight for. And we need more of that.
Well, until we take over the Democratic Party with progressive policies and equity throughout the party, we're still going to be getting our asses handed to us by Republicans, because Republican voters just eat up everything they say. We've talked about, you know, the language that we use, and we need to change, you know, change the words that we use. And I've been doing that for a long time. Keep it simple, stupid. Really, that's all it is.
I mean, Build Back Better, that was just not the best slogan. Come on now.
Betty Botter bought bum butter. Yeah, and I don't know how many times, and again, if there's anybody out there, I don't know if the phones are working today or not, 844, they aren't. That's why. Almost had me feeling like Dan the Clan O'Donnell not getting a call for an hour and a half. I love these guys. The guy called yesterday, he got the same 13 callers every day. And you listen to all 13 of them, so plug in again tomorrow, fella. I don't know what they're trying to fight us. You know, they call in, they want to, that's pretty deep, you know.
Once you try to engage in a conversation, they can't get past the two-word slogan.
Well, you know, and try to change the subject every time into something that we weren't even talking about. Every single time, because that's all you got is this propaganda that you spew back. You know, saying that you read the Mueller report, and you probably haven't read a book in your entire life. I mean, I even have a couple of Matt Rothschild's books that I haven't read, but I have them, see?
Well, I'm glad they're on your show.
And they look good, okay? Bill Press, there's another one. You know, one of these days, he's going to be coming to Madison again.
Oh, yeah, and I love when they have him on. Trudy has him on sometimes.
He'll be on my show.
Is he going to come on?
Oh, he'll come on. I've been friends with him for, I bet, 3 decades.
Oh, he's a real fun guy, too.
Well, I used to call his show all the time
in
D.C. early in the morning. And so, you know, people have a tendency of remembering me after I call a couple times. I mean, Ed Schultz called me the eye in the sky at Ground Zero, you know, Mike from Madison. Then when I started pushing back on wealth and power, he dumped me. I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, it was a tragedy, though.
Yeah, losing him.
Yeah.
And I mean, and Alan Combs, too.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ed came out here and supported us.
Yeah, he did.
In the big fight there against Walker in Act 10, and he was here pretty regularly and giving us a lot of attention on progressive radio. And then, yeah, he had a heart attack and died. It was just a tragedy.
Still have a pizza box that he signed that says, Ed Schultz is my favorite lefty. That should be worth some money.
There you go.
Probably more than a Brett Favre autographed whatever. I mean, they're not worth anything anymore. What's these guys? Oh, did you see the guy paid what? $500,000 for Tom Brady's last touchdown pass? But it's not anymore.
What's he going to do? Sue Tom Brady now?
That thing's going to drop, and that's going to drop faster than crypto. Man, so I don't know what to do. What I'm going to do with this crypto stuff is I'm gonna buy this cheap stuff.
Yeah, be careful, though. You never know. It's a volatile market.
Well, yeah, you know, but I like, you know, you have to spend at least $10 each time you try to make a transaction. So you can be buying like 0.00001 of a coin. And then 10 years down the road, if we're still here, well, they would probably be worth a lot more in space. So I'm sure that, how do you think there's any legislators that are investing in crypto?
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, come on. You know. and they're the ones that are, you know, this needs to be regulated. Well, that's Elizabeth Warren trying to, you know, this crypto stuff's out of control, which it is. What'd you see?
No, oh. I just...
Yeah, the way people drive.
It was a U-turn.
Yeah, don't come through the window.
It's a U-turn on
tinted windows. They might be looking for
University Avenue. I thought it was a police car, but it wasn't. It wasn't a real smart move, though.
Oh, hey, sit here all day. You'll see a lot of not smart moves. Like when you pull up here to turn left in here and there's traffic coming this way and the guy behind you is like honking at you. Hey, you know, there's like two lanes open right of here and I'm turning left and I can't really turn through traffic, but thanks anyway. Or maybe it was just somebody that knew me, right? But it's not getting better, is it?
No, I know. I've heard you railing on the bad drivers here in Madison.
Hey, man, I've called several police departments already. I'm like, hey, you know, we got to get on board with this. You can't just be sitting around waiting for crashes. And if we can't have you guys out there enforcing it, then we need cameras like they have in Illinois. Like they have on my car for when I went through all the toll booths and you couldn't pay anything, right? So then they send you a thing that, oh, well, here's your, you know, $3 or whatever. But it's $6 to pay it online to them. So it's $9 for something that was supposed to be $3. And then I didn't pay and then they doubled it again. I'm not going to Illinois anymore.
Yeah, I take my chances on that. Find me. Go track me down and make me
pay. Their weed sucks anyway. It really does. You go down there, you got anything over 30%? No. I mean... What kind of a place are you running here? This is like dirt weed. Seriously, people are like, oh, yeah, you can get all this stuff. And then they have like these gummies, right? Sure, I'll try your gummies. Oh, okay. Well, there's like, you know, 5 of them or 10 of them in the pack. And it's like one. I mean, the ones that you get from other states, you eat 3 or 4 of those things, you're going for a ride. You eat the whole pack of these because they don't have hardly any THC in them. I don't want to sleep. I want to ride, man. Did you ever smoke weed much or no?
Yeah, you know, once in a while. But
but when you get older, do you quit or not? Just slow down?
No, I haven't smoked a lot of weed in the last many years.
I can't wait till, you know, some of these cops retire that want to go out and party with me.
Cops, judges, you name it.
Yeah.
That's the hypocrisy of the system.
Well, and that's why the cops are always, you know how I feel about this, Mike. And I'm like, yeah, I know you do. And I can't wait till we go out and burn one.
But it's okay in Madison, but you go outside of Dane County and, you know, you're looking for trouble.
It's true. I could actually stand out here on the sidewalk at break and smoke one and not get in any trouble because I'm not any schools or anything like that. I might try that. We'll be back in a little bit. Last segment.